Why are you so fucking against Hololive? What do you have against Hololive?
I'm just not into it.
You just you don't like real girls? Is that it? You're like, oh, what? There's a real person behind the cute anime girl? No, thank you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Otaku Outcast. I'm Josie. With me are Brian and Alex. How are you guys?
Chilling. Pretty good. Pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. What about you, Brian?
I'm good. I'm looking a little sleepy. I'm always sleepy when I'm doing these things. Dude, I gotta stop sleeping so late and waking up so late.
That's like maybe the fifth time you say that.
Yeah, you're going to hear this for until I go back to, like, until I'm basically walking normal again.
Oh, yeah. I finally saw Brian in his boot yesterday. Limping. What a loser. How does it feel not to be able to walk properly, Brian?
It sucks.
How long has it been? I feel like it's been, like, forever.
2 months. It's been, like, 2 months now. Damn. Tired of this bullshit.
No, I'm just playing. If there's any of our listeners
who
can't walk properly.
He's not. He's like...
So he never want to meet Josie because I make fun of your limp.
No, I'm just playing. That's a lie, dude. He's a fucking liar. He takes his walking for granted.
He doesn't appreciate it.
Nah, man. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I only made one comment about it yesterday. You can ask Brian.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that was it. Just because I saw him from a distance, right? Like, as he was approaching, and I was like, why is he walking funny? And then as he got, like, into the light, I was like, oh, yeah, he has a boot. I'm sorry, Brian, that I don't see disability.
Bro.
That's right, dude.
Oh man, so last night me and Brian, we went to go watch Demon Slayer. Originally it was supposed to be an Otaku Outcast event, but someone was unable to go.
Still sad about it, bro. I'm just like watching everybody's story of everybody going. Bro, it's just like they're just rubbing it in my face.
I know.
Can it be anymore?
Imagine not seeing Demon Slayer, bro. Could it be me?
Bro, you know what? We could have FaceTime, bro.
Atlas was coming in. I'm like, hey, nah. What? I'm not even recording. Nah. Out. Nah. Right now. You're getting in trouble.
Wow. Clearly, Alex wants me to get a $900,000 fine and 10 years of jail time.
For a good cause, though. I think it's worth the risk.
It's for a guy who missed.
Oh, man. Demon Slayer was amazing. It was a very, very good movie.
It still kept up, like, the art style and the animation from, like, the show. Still the same shit.
Was it better? Because don't they, like, usually have a bigger budget with movies?
In moments, like... There are moments throughout the movie where you can, like, just tell that the animation just, like, bumps up, like, straight up Sakuga moments, like, straight up.
Yeah.
Something that Ufotable does, the studio, that I've noticed, I first noticed it watching the Heaven's Field trilogy, is that when... In those scenes where that it gets that animation boost, the lighting changes. They always change the lighting. You could always tell by looking at the lighting on the characters' faces. I don't know if you noticed it, Brian, but like the shading changes.
Does it get darker?
Does it get what?
Does it get darker? Like darker?
In some scenes, a bit.
Like, I don't know if it gets darker. It's just like the faces.
No, I think there was one scene. I'm pretty sure there was one scene where it got darker for sure. I just can't say which one. Well, yeah, I can't say because Alex is here. But I think it did. I might have been tripping, but I think it did get darker.
Like darker as in like the story or like the actual lighting?
The actual lighting.
Yeah.
When
I've seen it on My Hero.
No. I know what you're talking about. No, it doesn't get darker like that. Not like that.
No, it's a different type.
Oh, gotcha.
No, I know what you're talking about. My Hero is like when Todoroki was fighting Midoriya and it got darker for some reason.
Like the brightness, they lowered the brightness or something on it.
Yeah, not like that. It was just a different type of dark.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Nah, dude, but like those scenes where the production just got boosted up, that was insane. It was legit insane. Especially the fight scenes. Fuck
yeah. The fight scenes, dude, stop. Those scenes were incredible. Look, dude, it's just a tease to Alex.
Bro. Makes me just want to sneak out.
I don't know, dude. It's just, the past 2 days, because it first came out on Thursday, like Thursday midnight. That was when the first screenings started.
Yeah.
You know, and well, I had a bunch of people, you know, like talking about it, posting it and things like that. And they were all talking about, oh, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, amazing, everything I could have wanted. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. I was like, this usually doesn't go over well. Uh-huh. You know, when
you ever hype it?
Yeah. When like, when everyone comes together and everyone is praising it and everyone's calling it like a 10 out of 10, it usually ends up not being a 10 out of 10. This was not the case. This was very much a 10 out of 10. I was blown away. Everything was great, dude. The animation, the voice acting, the soundtrack, the sound effect, everything was just really on par.
You know what's crazy? It was really good for only like two real fight scenes.
Yeah, it only pretty much had two fight scenes. You're right.
Two real ones. Yeah. Yeah, because it was the train and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other ones, I don't really want to count them. Because, you know.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fucking fodder. Trash.
Yeah, so. Dude, for like two fight scenes, the animation was done really well. The art, it's just, oh, I swear, it's just done amazingly.
Like the entire time watching it, I just kept telling myself, like, oh shit, I don't remember Demon Slayer being this good. like you photo, like this anime adaptation is just like projecting Demon Slayer way higher, because I personally thought the manga was good. I thought it was a good manga. I didn't think it was like anything amazing out of this world, you know, story wise. But this just goes to show that when you have a good solid story and you back it up with amazing animation, amazing soundtracks, amazing voice acting, nah, dude, it's, I don't know, man. Demon Slayer is really, really, really impressing me.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm not gonna be here. I'm not a fanboy of fucking Demon Slayer, but I don't hate it either. I like it. I think it's good. I don't think it was the greatest story, but I still think it was a good story.
Yeah, like it's just solid. Like,
yeah, it's a good, solid,
it's not
story.
Bad. And like in any way, I don't think it's bad at all.
I feel like it was a, you know, it gives it a different twist from the usual, I think. From like, oh, you know, just being angry and trying to kill, and but now this dude's going in a different way. And people had issues with that because he was like, he wasn't all for revenge. Well, he, in a way he is, but like the usual, like how Eren's like, I want to kill you all, like type of shit.
Tanjiro's a really good character. A lot of people think he's bland for an MC. I feel like he might be bland in some senses, you know, because he doesn't have like that edge to him that most people want from like a battle MC. But it's just like he's perfect for the story. Like he's perfect for Demon Slayer. Like you can't have a better MC for Demon Slayer than Tanjiro.
Yeah.
Like that I cannot take away from Tanjiro. Like, he's really, you know, he's like your typical, oh, nice, sweet little, I need to protect him, right?
He's the big bro. Remember, that's the big bro vibe, if anything.
Yeah, yeah. But, dude, man, very, very, very good. Also, the thing about Demon Slayer is that, I mean, about Tanjiro is that while, although, you know, people think that he might be a little bland at times, or that, you know, he's too nice, you know, considering that his whole family was murked. He's like, he's right in the middle, because he's not like Eren, who wants to like eliminate all the demons. Well, I mean, technically he does, because he wants to get Muzan out of here. And then once Muzan's out, you know,
he's pretty much dead. But he doesn't have like a full on hate towards demons. He doesn't really.
No. Yeah, like he's not trying to exterminate all of them.
Yeah, and he pays respects to them, like when they die and stuff.
But
like,
at the same time, he's not Emma, who's like, "Oh, I don't want to kill them. I don't want to kill the demons." So he's good. I like Tanjiro. Tanjiro's good. The anime is definitely improving my opinion of him, because I don't know, but like if you compare the emotional scenes and. In the movie yesterday, and you compare them to like the manga, like, dude, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, some of the emotional scenes in the movie yesterday, I did not give a fuck about when I was reading them. I was just like, okay, yeah, yeah, cool, whatever. It's like, like, get on with it. But no, like, that the movie made me care. Like, the soundtracks, the fucking, the emotion and the voices, nah, dude.
Yeah, because like
kudos, fucking
like
kudos,
some manga could do it like really good like that, like where their emotional scenes, they could do it to you. Well, I feel like to me in Demon Slayer it wasn't that much. It's just the anime really brought it really well to life. I don't want to say to life, but like they animated it really well.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You photobos in their fucking bag, bro, with Demon Slayer.
Yeah,
like, like, I'm not gonna lie, I was petty. Like, I still do not own a single volume of Demon Slayer because I was so upset about them outselling One Piece. That was just me being a petty One Piece fan. But, you know, as time passes, like, it just gets harder and harder to find bad things to say about Demon Slayer. Like, I can't even find anything bad to say about Demon Slayer other than the art is kind of ugly in the manga. But even then, it's not ugly. It's just not as nice as the anime. I don't know, dude. My hat is off to Demon Slayer. I can't believe they got snuffed at the Oscars. I seriously cannot believe they did not get nominated for Best Animation, for the Best Animated Film. That you saw the article I sent on the group chat, right? About how it beat. Demon Slayer beat Mortal Kombat at the box office opening night.
Yeah,
dude, that is insane.
Yeah.
Where the fuck? Oh, no, that was in the. Never mind. I was thinking it. Right. Yeah, it's the Twitter group chat.
I won't be surprised if it's number one by the end of today, like the whole weekend.
I'd say.
I don't think
it could maybe do it. Maybe.
Bro, what's gonna beat it? What's gonna be like, seriously, like, it's fucking, what's out right now?
Godzilla.
It's been out for a while, bro. I don't think anything's gonna beat Demon Slayer this week.
Wasn't fucking Zack Snyder's Justice League out?
It wasn't in the movie theater last night when we went. Or maybe it just wasn't there at the theaters we went to, but I didn't see it.
Well, I don't know. That's like a lot of shit people are talking about right now.
Bro, like what? Like fucking The Croods? Is that going to beat it? The Croods is out this weekend?
Fuck yeah.
People are gonna be like, Croods or Demon Slayer? Croods. Let's go.
Croods, dog. Croods are winning all day.
Nah, bro. I really fucking hope it's not. Have you seen that there's here in LA on the metros? They're promoting it?
Oh, I saw that. I saw that on Twitter.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah.
Like I'm hoping that I haven't seen a single commercial for it, like on TV. But then again, I don't watch much TV. But I haven't seen anything for it. I would not be surprised if after this week we see a commercial of Demon Slayer with, you know, the fucking the narrator saying, watch the number one movie in the country.
Imagine they don't do that.
Well, you said it's number four globally, right, Brian?
Yeah, that's what the an article said.
Opening night, it was number four in the world.
Mm-hmm. It was, I think, number one in Japan.
I'm seriously going to be shocked if it's not number one in the U.S. after this weekend. And you know what that makes me hopeful for?
Hmm.
It makes me hopeful that we're going to start having like full releases of the movies instead of like limited screenings. Like instead of just fucking having all these anime movies in theaters for like 4 to 5 days, they're going to be there like full times. I don't know the phrasing for it, but you know how like, you know, like Mortal Kombat is going to be there for like a month. Like you're going to be able to go watch it for a month. Like that's what I'm hoping it's going to get to the point where people aren't going to have to be suffering. Be like, oh, you know, I missed out on my chance to watch Demon Slayer because the tickets sold out. Alex. Like, no, like Alex. Yeah.
There you go with the low blows.
Blow for blow, pound for pound.
Oh, you saw Masvidal get knocked the fuck out yesterday? I just had to bring it up. Masvidal got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, I saw
on Twitter, bro. Nah, dude. Kudos, Ufotable, Shueisha, Demon Slayer. 10 out of 10. If you guys haven't watched it, sucks to be you. Nah, don't worry. In a month, it'll be released on Funimation. So if you have a Funimation account, you'll be able to watch it. If you don't, you'll be able to pirate it in a month. Because once it goes out on Funimation, you'll be able to find it like on Kiss Anime or some shit like that.
They actually got shut down.
Yeah, that's been shut down.
Yeah, for a couple months.
Already. No.
Well, I'm not gonna say anything.
Go look it up.
Oh,
it's back, baby. Ooh. I don't know if it's the same team, but the other day, I was looking from. I forgot what I was looking for. I couldn't find an episode or something, so like I just like, you know, Googled, oh, watch so and so online, and bam, Kiss Anime popped up. I don't know if it's the same one. I don't know if they changed it from like kissanime.gh or some shit like that.
Because before it was .ru.
Yeah. So.
And then it got shut down. I don't know what it.
Yeah. At one point it was a .tv, .net, .com. Yeah. They just keep changing up the URL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Demon Slayer, please watch it. Whenever you're able to, it is amazing. You will not regret it.
Oh yeah. So number one is Godzilla versus King Kong. Number two, Mortal Kombat. Number three is Tenet, and number four, Demon Slayer.
Globally.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the third one?
Tenet.
Tenet. What the fuck is that?
Dude, that one.
Yeah, it's... supposedly it was a really good movie.
What is it? I haven't even heard of it.
What's that Chris Nolan movie, no? Or what's
What's that fool's name from?
Spell it. Spell
it, Tenet, for me, bro. Tenet. Tenet. Yeah, the dude from Vampire. What's that vampire movie again?
I have no idea.
Team Edward.
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Where he's the main character in Tenet with I don't know who else. But supposedly he's like. Going back into the past.
John David Washington? Yeah.
Yeah. Elizabeth Debicki. Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Hasn't that movie been out for a while though?
Yeah, but apparently it's been on the shit. It's on its shit right now.
It's been out since last year.
Yeah.
Since September. But, what the fuck?
Yeah, but somehow it's like top three. I'm guessing recent movies, yeah, top three.
Well, I'm guessing because like, you know, you're starting to
open is that like at the moment or just like overall? Like,
I don't think it's I doubt it'd be overall because I feel like overall would be Avatar. I think overall it's Avatar.
No. I mean for the year.
It'd be for the year. I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, that would make more sense. But fuck, it's been out since September? Because I know it's not in theaters. Because it wasn't out in theaters yesterday, last night, when we want to go watch it.
Yeah, right. Let's see.
You can watch that shit on YouTube. What the fuck? It's on Prime already.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You can watch that shit on YouTube. You can rent it for $6.
Yeah, so it's in the past year, I'm guessing. Yeah, because the number one is still fucking Avatar.
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to beat that. For a while.
Wait, Avatar?
Wait, it's Avatar?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be Endgame?
Yeah. No.
Avatar still beats it.
For real?
Yeah.
In like terms of money or?
In terms of money.
I thought it was Endgame too.
Yeah, nah. I could have sworn Endgame beat it.
Nope. Worldwide box office, 2,845,000. And then Endgame was 2,797,000. Probably domestic, yeah. But worldwide, no.
Dude, how did Avatar get up there?
Oh yeah, you're right. It's 100 million behind.
Yeah, Avatar's like the shit. Everyone really liked Avatar.
Hey man, they need a re-release Avengers Endgame so we can beat that shit.
Never gonna happen. Avatar's coming up with a new one. Anyways, what?
No, I remember like back then when Endgame was out, they were gonna re-release it just so we could try to beat it or something. Never happened.
They did re-release it.
They still didn't. Oh, for real? Yeah, they didn't even fucking beat it. That's so crazy. Yeah, Avatar's like gonna make a new movie. Anyways, that's not what we're here to talk about.
Oh yeah,
that's true.
We got a tangent.
Man, Avatar: The Last Airbender. When they get a good fucking adaptation of it, that'll beat that Avatar.
All right.
Wait. Now that just got me curious. What's the highest grossing anime film? Oh well, it's Demon Slayer, huh?
Yeah, Demon Slayer right now.
For real?
Right now, yeah. I think it's Demon Slayer.
Just beat out the highest. Demon Slayer is now the highest grossing adult animated film of all time.
What was before?
Sausage Party. I'm being dead ass, bro. It was Sausage Party. the highest grossing animated film is, does that count? I guess it counts. The Lion King.
Yeah, it's an animated movie. All right. The newest one. Overall, movie was really good. Watch it. Alex, you missed out. Too bad. Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be me.
Sucks to be you, Alex.
Sucks to suck. So, Josie, you want to go into your shit?
All right.
You want to go into the Doge's position?
I am. You guys cannot see me, but I am now in a Dogeza position. I come to you all a humbled man. 2 weeks ago, I came on here and I spoke some blasphemy saying that. And I came out here and I said, oh, yeah, you know what? There's nothing really good out this season. I'll probably take this opportunity to watch some older anime. So that was a fucking lie. I have seen the light and I come to you all a very humble man because this season is fucking packed with amazing anime. And I'd like to apologize all to you because I was full of shit. This season alone, just this season alone, not counting ongoing anime, I'm watching 14 different shows that are all out just this season. And even with watching all those 14 different shows out this season, there's still a bunch of really good shows that I'm not going to be watching because I just don't have the fucking time for. Like Megalobox season 2. That I'm probably going to have to wait to watch that for a minute. Trigger's newest show, SSSS Dynazenon. I can't fucking, I butchered the shit out of that, but it's supposed to be in the same universe as SSSS Gridman, and I really enjoyed Gridman, so you know, I'll probably look forward to watching that later on.
Moriarty and the Patriot,
yes, season 2.
Yeah, it's a really good show.
I'm not gonna be watching that because I don't have time for it. I'm not gonna be watching Slime Diaries. The new Shaman King reboot, I'm not gonna be watching that because I just don't have time for it. The second season of How Not to Summon a Demon Lord, that's out this season, and fucking, I just can't. Like, there is so much good fucking shows out. Fruits Basket, I ain't watching that shit. That ain't getting picked up. No, I'm just fucking playing.
All right, guys. Bro, sorry,
that came out
goodbye.
Of nowhere, bro. I came out of nowhere.
All right, guys. This season, I am gonna be watching My Hero season 5, like the basic bitch I am. Nagatoro-san, which I also want to apologize because I don't know, I don't remember if I said this on the podcast, but I was talking mad shit about Nagatoro-san. I said something along the lines of discount Uzaki-chan. I told Brian this, but it turns out I actually had started reading Nagatoro-san years ago. By like chance, because I recognize her friends. I recognize Nagatoro's the main character is a group of friends, because they have a pretty distinct faces. And, you know, so the moment I realized, like, oh shit, I had actually started reading this at one point. It caught my interest. I watched the first 2 episodes. It's not bad. She's a lot less annoying than Uzaki-chan. Except the MC is a fucking bitch, and I do not like this guy. He's a spineless motherfucker. He is everything Deku. He is everything Deku haters say Deku is. He's a crybaby. He's a bitch. He's a little wimp. Yeah, the MC of Nagatoro-san is all those, but like for real, for real. Hate that fool. I hope he gets better. I'm gonna be watching To Your Eternity. That's been on my to read list, because I've heard nothing but amazing things about the manga. Now that the anime is out, looks like I'm not gonna have to read. Higehiro, that's a little messy love drama. I'm watching 86. 86 is a post-apocalyptic world where there's a master race, right? There's a master race of people who use anybody who is not like that purebred race. Anybody who is not like, get this, white skin, white haired, I think green eyes. You know, if you don't have that, if you're not pure blood of that race, you're inferior. You're pretty much not human, and you're forced to pilot these mechs to fight against these super spider monster, spider machine monsters. It's a post-apocalyptic war story. It's pretty good. I don't want to say much more because that'll go into like spoiler territory, but. Yeah, man. Anybody who likes mechs or war stories, that'll be right up your alley. I've been killing slimes for 300 years. That's a funny little isekai. Zombieland Saga Revenge. I don't think I need to say much about that. Brian called me out last night on it because when Zombieland Saga, the first season ended, I had said that, oh, you know what? That was pretty good, but I don't think it'll need a second season. Yeah, here I am, all excited. Super excited. Happy to watch it. I am also going to be watching second season of Irumakun. These Snow White Notes. It's a story about this guy who plays the shamisen. It's the Japanese instrument. I don't know if you've ever seen it, Alex.
No,
It kind of looks like a guitar, but it has four strings. It's hard to explain,
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's pretty good, dude. And Goodbye, My Dear Kramer. That's a sports series about a girls' soccer team. That's been pretty entertaining so far. And Odd Taxi, which is, it's weird. I don't know if either of you guys have heard of Odd Taxi, but Odd Taxi is it's pretty much about this walrus who's a taxi driver.
What?
Yeah, right. So, so in this world, it's
wait, is it an animal world or?
Yeah, yeah. It's an animal. Oh, okay. World.
Is it like a Gretzko where it does that animal thing, where they're like just living a normal life as a Gretzko?
Yeah, like yeah. Same as like Zootopia and Beastars, things like that. Right. So the main character is a walrus who drives a taxi, right? And the story revolves around him, you know, and him picking up passengers, right? And at first you're thinking like, oh, that's going to be fucking boring. Why the fuck do I give a shit about this walrus giving a fucking gorilla a ride to his fucking house, right? But that's just our main character, Orokawa, he's picking up all these different people, right? He's meeting all these different characters, and the main driving force of the show is that there's a missing person, right? And through all his like connections and his meetings through all these different passengers, little by little we're like piecing together like the mystery of who that missing person is, why they're missing. It's really, really interesting. It surprised me. It's kind of cute too. And finally, Tokyo Revengers. The reason why I left Tokyo Revengers for last is because that is easily the one series that has blown me away the most. Tokyo Revengers is just fucking insane. Brian's reading it as well, so he knows just what I'm talking about. Brian, can you explain to Alex what makes Tokyo Revengers so good?
What makes it so good is that it's garbage.
It's so garbage that it's good.
You know, we all have those movies. Garbage is good, dude. But it makes you laugh so much. All right. It's kind of hard to explain why it's good. I mean, it brings up, okay, earlier about the emotions done in manga versus movie, like the versus the animes that get brought to life.
Yeah.
In the manga for Tokyo Revengers, it's really well done, dude. Like, you get really emotional. You get attached to characters, yeah. And the dude's able to go back in time. I'm trying to remember what movie it reminds me of.
Alex.
What's up?
Think Erased?
Uh-huh.
But with gangs.
Gangs?
Yes.
Erased.
Dude, that it's already caught my attention. Like,
no.
This is for sure one I'm gonna watch.
What's that one movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Oh, he Looper. Back
into, yeah, Looper. It's kind of like Looper, where he has to go back. He goes back in time, like, but he's going into his own body. He's not doing this weird, like, he's taking himself.
Okay, so, like, he can't. Yeah, I gotcha. That's crazy. Yeah.
And he's trying to change, like, his past to make it better, to make his future better, because his future gets fucked up, dude. I don't want to spoil too much.
Is he the only one that could go back in time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
After reading the manga, I don't know, dude. It's so weird.
It's Yeah, so
wait, is it an anime or is
it's a manga?
Yes, it's a manga, but the anime just started this season.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Dude, it's really intense. Like,
I'm gonna watch it.
The like, main character Takemichi, fuck, dude, he's something like, else.
When it comes to like delinquents, I don't think there's usually death involved. It's just like getting beat to a pulp. But in here, there's fucking death, dude.
For real?
Yeah, it's that intense. Like, usually, you know, delinquents in high school and like enemies are like just never that bad. But nah, there's like some guys that are in there that bad. They don't care about death. They'll fucking do it. They'll kill people, dude.
Yeah, like usually, you know, it's just that like that typical bullying and beating people up and shit. Nah, like here, like there are stakes.
Yeah.
Damn.
Does anybody know that he could go back in time?
Wait.
Am I gonna spoil it for myself?
That's spoilers.
No. You could say this. Like, there's just one person that knows. Mm-hmm. It's the guy that's able to send them back.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's
that. Yeah. We can tell you that because that happens in episode one.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Yeah. So there's one person. He has like a partner.
Uh huh.
To help him do it. Oh, well, you know what? I can give you the synopsis. It's that's you know, it'll just be like the synopsis for episode one.
Uh huh.
So Takemichi, that's the main character. He's like a good for nothing, bro. Like he's a straight loser, like straight up loser.
Yeah. Yeah. Reminds you of Josie. Just letting you know.
Nah.
Don't worry, Alex. No low blows, just to you.
everyone getting these. So like his life is like going nowhere, right? Wow. He really he just like me.
I didn't realize something.
Yeah. Like, oh wow, maybe that's why I like him.
Maybe that's why it hits too much.
It reminds you of yourself.
but like Takemichi, he's not even like your stereotypical loser. Like he's like a loser. Like he doesn't have any friends. He's like doesn't have family. He has like a dead end job. He's like depressed. He hates his life. Like, fuck. It's bad. Uh-huh. So the story starts off with him like chilling at home, and he's watching the news. And on the news, he finds out that the only girlfriend he's ever had passed away. She died in a car accident. Right. Well, not really a car accident. Like she got
killed.
Yeah, well, she got killed, right? She got killed in a gang-related incident, right?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest gang in the country was pretty much what killed her, right? Her and her little brother were murdered. And, you know, and he realized, he's like, oh, shit, you know, like that was the only person that, like, I ever, like, loved or had feelings for, right? And back in middle school. So, you know, he's just like being depressed. He's like walking to school and he's waiting for the train, right?
Yeah.
And as he's waiting for the train, like he gets pushed onto the tracks as the train is approaching.
Oh, shit.
And right when he's about to like get hit, he's teleported back in time to when he was in middle school. Oh, to exactly 12 years into the past.
Uh huh.
And exactly 12 years into the past, he was a little wannabe delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
He had like bleached hair. He styled it. He wore baggy clothes, right?
Yeah.
He wore the pompadour.
The pompadour, yep. And he realizes, he's like, oh shit, you know, like I've been teleported 12 years into the past. And that's pretty much where the first episode like
leaves off on.
Starts? No, it just starts. That's maybe like what, like the first 5 minutes?
Oh damn, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And from then on, pretty much what the show is gonna be about is Takemichi finding out why he's able to go back into time. Mm-hmm. And he needs to figure out what he can do or what he has to do in order to make sure that his girlfriend, the only girl he's ever loved, doesn't die 12 years in the future.
Damn, dude, that is kind of like Erased, sort of.
Yeah, that's why I said it's like Erased with like gangsters. The reason I said that is because that's how it was explained to me.
I'm gonna watch it for sure just because you made that Erased connection. But it sounds good, like even if you.
This is like a good Erased.
Yeah, I forgot it was like what, top 10 of worst anime endings.
Yeah.
Yeah, do not. fucking Tokyo Revengers is really good because Brian touched on it earlier. Like, you really start to care for the characters.
Fuck yeah.
Like, you really, really care. And the worst part is that you don't know when someone's gonna die. Because these motherfuckers are, like, about it.
Yeah. Well, they're gang members, right?
Yeah, these guys are, like, gang members. So, they're really fucking... They out here. They doing crazy shit.
Dude, man. After he watches it, he's gonna want to read the manga. Watch.
Yeah, well, you're not gonna be able to. The third episode just came out... Today. Yeah, the third episode came out today. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're gonna get to meet Mikey, bro. Fuck.
Dude, Mikey, for sure, this is next on my list. For sure.
Dude. I'll
probably watch it today, right after this.
Bet you will. Dude, fucking... Since you fucking read it, dude, when he thinks back on that scene when he met Takemichi, dude, and he gives an explanation as to why he wanted to be his friend, dude, that shit was badass.
Pretty excited to watch this one.
Yeah, because like he said, I don't know if we should spoil it or not.
Wait. No. Don't say it.
You know which one I'm talking about, right? You know what scene? We're talking. Nietzsche's at the fight where like he's fighting for money, like Fight Club, basically. And then
yeah.
And Mikey's like remembering that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a good scene, dude.
It was a good scene, dude. Alex, like Takemichi, the main character. I feel like this is a recency bias, but he's probably like in my top five favorite main characters of all time.
For real?
Like that's how good this guy is. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that might be like recency bias, but it's just because like this dude, like there are just some scenes where I'm just like, how? Like, god damn. Like, one, the mental fortitude this fool has, and the second is the fucking drive. Like, this dude is driven.
I think you know what that might, you know why it might not just be recent. I think maybe when you think about it, he's like the way, and he's not strong like Luffy, but the same thing, like he's kind of like that. Luffy's kind of like that. That's probably why.
Yeah. I have, I've noticed that because, I don't remember who was the one that made this YouTube. I saw this really good YouTube video on Deku and Asta's characters. How pretty much, you know, and it made me realize why I like Asta so much, right? Because I like Deku, right? But, like, Deku ain't, like, anywhere in my top 10 favorite main characters, right? It's because you have two different types of main characters. You have a main character, like Deku, in which the world around him affects him, right? It affects his character. So, like, what's going on around him affects him and changes him. While on the other side, you have a character like Asta, right? Who changes and affects the world around him. So you have, usually you have two, at least that's the way I see it. You have two different types of main characters. One that is affected by that around him. And on the other side, you have those who affect everything around him. And Takemichi is the latter. He affects everyone around him, and he affects the world around him. And what's so cool about it is, like you said, Brian, he's not strong like Luffy. Like, he's not physically strong.
Yeah.
It's just, like, his character and his personality is so fucking strong and so charismatic that, like, it just... Like, he's just a leader, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like, Like, it's hard to explain without like spoiling like the shit he be doing, but it leaves me impressed. Like, oh shit, like if Takemichi was a real person, like I would follow him. Like Like, that's how charismatic this dude is. Oh, man. I don't know, dude. Takemichi's really, really fucking good. He's a really, really good character.
He's the guy.
And I actually, I like Hinata, too. Like, his girlfriend? Which is surprising because, usually in a story like this, you know, I don't know what it is about Hinata that I like her. I think it's because of their relationship.
No, but like she kind of brings him out of his weird funk that he gets into sometimes.
Yeah. Like that's just the relationship they have. Like she just understands him.
Yeah. She understands him without even knowing much about what's happening in his life.
Yeah, like she don't even know what the fuck's going on. And she's just like, she gets it. She gets me. Damn, I need me a Hinata.
Dude, I don't know. It's just like, I think it's a really good manga.
Yeah, Alex, you're definitely gonna like it.
Yeah, it's a really, you know, really.
I'm gonna make this like the full first manga that I read from the start.
Oh, dude, you should do that.
Oh yeah, bro. This, that'd be good. Yeah, because yeah, the art is really good too.
Yeah. Bro? Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it's like, really good.
Like,
I'm convinced.
Yeah. If you compare the anime to the manga, it's like perfect.
Yeah.
It almost looks identical, which is insane.
They don't do that a lot, right?
Yeah. They don't do that a lot.
All right. Well, there it's settled. It's going to be my first manga from the start.
This goes out for everyone, not just Alex. Like, anyone listening. Dude. Please read / watch Tokyo Revengers. It is underrated. And I can say it's underrated because it really is underrated. I hardly hear anyone talk about it.
I haven't heard of it like from outside of this podcast.
I've heard about it only once, but like on another podcast. But before that, it was already on my like to read list. I just never read it though. I was like, it was just there. I remember when it was like 50 chapters released. I just didn't read it though.
Yeah, same here. I heard about it around the time when it first came out. And, you know, Tokyo Revengers is a really rememberable name. So, but I just never checked it out. I think I said something like, oh, yeah, you know, I'll eventually check it out. And I just never did. I regret that. I wish I would have fucking picked it up the moment I heard about it.
I think it doesn't have an English release right now, huh?
Yeah, it doesn't have an English release. So, can't buy the volumes for it.
Dude, that. I wish I could buy it in English.
It's another domestic girlfriend for me. I'm gonna have to buy it in Japanese just to support the fucking series. All right, guys. I've been waiting to let you guys go off. So,
yeah.
In these past 2 weeks, Alex has been watching a bit of anime.
Yeah.
He started QQ, so he's soon gonna be able to enter these this waifu war. I am praying
garbage never
that he does not become a Miku fan. You know what? I wouldn't even be mad if you're a Miku fan, as long as you're not an Itsuki fan. If you're an Itsuki fan, we're gonna have problems, Alex.
See, Josie's gonna be the only one to be like, "I want you out." Nah, you're Itsuki, get out.
This is the final straw, huh? You're crossing the line, Alex. There, that's it. You're out.
That's the last one, I swear. You pushed it once with the other one. Now you're pushing it.
I'm sorry, Alex, but you just... Man.
No, I still have to get to know them, so we'll see.
Alex, what anime did you catch all the way up to?
Oh, fuck. Dude, wait.
Three seasons. I watched all of them. I'm caught up. It's Fruits Basket. And it's one that I know you're kind of hesitant on watching. I don't know why, dude. You should really give it a try.
Oh, my gosh. Like, dude. Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
Like, I have 100% agree with Ryan on this one, bro. Like, it's a really good, like,
drama.
Anime. I really like it. I really like it.
I'll see. I'll see when I start mid-basket.
garbage. That's all I hear from this dude.
I bet anyone listening to this who like watches Fruits Basket is like, this fool is so full of shit.
Yeah.
Like, Josie's a fucking fraud.
See, this is why I call them out, people.
Dude. Like, why haven't you watched it? Like, is there something that like doesn't catch your attention on it?
Well, I started it, right? So I'm like halfway through the first season. And it's not bad. It's not bad. It's just
garbage opinions.
No, it's just
if you're trying to get something dramatic, it's gonna get there. It's already should be in there.
Dramatic. It's just it's not trashy enough.
That's not what.
Okay, look. I'm weird, all right? I'm really we know. Weird. So when it comes to romance series, I only like two types of romance series. I like rom-coms, you know, a romantic comedy, and romantic dramas, right? I know Fruits Basket is a romantic drama. I think it's like the popular opinion is that it's probably one of the best romantic dramas.
I think lots of people say it's the best.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot, right? Mm-hmm. But with rom-coms, right? I'm really happy when the comedy hits, right? Like the comedy has to hit for me, right? Like it has to be my type of comedy, right? Because like I'm pretty sure like everyone has like, you know, if you look, I'm gonna turn on a comedy special, right? And like not every comedian is gonna make you laugh, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone has like their own sense of like humor, right? Mm-hmm. So like when I'm watching a rom-com, like I had that sense of humor of the series has to hit with me. The same thing applies to romantic dramas. The drama has to hit with me. And when it comes to romance dramas, the drama has to be trashy. Or else I won't watch it. It has to be like the really trashy, like, oh, like people are cheating on each other, like fucking love triangles, like,
oh, you like NTR
backstabbing. No, not NTR, but like but like, you know, like sometimes NTR will spice it up. Like it needs to be spicy. There we go. Like it when it spicy. Comes to, I haven't seen shit that's really spicy other than what's his face being jealous. Like just the two guys being jealous over Honda. That's all I've seen. And that's not really spicy.
No, you have to see till like the antagonist comes in. Like the first, like without her, it's still good. The antagonist just makes it a little like
the dark haired girl.
Yeah.
See, but like I'm already like 5-6 episodes in and it hasn't hit. That's why I haven't watched it, because like. Like usually, you know, I give a series like 3 episodes, and if in 3 episodes I don't like it, then I'm not gonna watch it. I've already gone twice what I usually give for Fruits Basket, and it just hasn't hit yet. Which is why I haven't watched it. I mean, who knows? Like I bet all the listeners are like, oh, this motherfucker's so full of shit. Like,
yeah, he's full of garbage opinions.
Like,
bro, I'm
gonna, like you're just like
Brian on this one, bro. It's a really good story, like
yeah.
And then Honda spits some facts, you know? Like
Honda's really cute.
Deep stuff. Yeah.
Honda's my favorite part of the show so far. In those 6 episodes that I've watched, Honda's by far my favorite part.
Best girl, dude.
Yeah. Yep. I agree.
Honda, I'll give you guys that. Toru's really, really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro. It's just
I think it's funny. It's pretty it has some comedy in it.
Yeah.
Look, like I said, once Brian starts watching Amagami SS, I'll watch it. Whether I want to or not, I will watch Fruits Basket. I will keep my word. But Brian has not been able to keep his word.
All right. If I do
watch it. You got to do it, bro.
I got to do it.
You got to do it, bro.
I bought the Blu-ray set for you, and you still have not watched it. You have it physically in your hands.
Well, physically, I've had something else in my hands. But, you know.
Amagami SS will help you with that, bro.
Oh my god. That's a good one.
Oh man. But yeah, I mean,
All right, Alex. I've heard Brian try to convince me enough. It's your turn. Try sell me.
On Fruits Basket. That's kind of tough, dude, because, like, to be honest.
Well, just tell me what you like about it.
Well, I like the, like, when they have the serious talks. You know how, like, each one of the Zodiac members are, like, have, like, something that they're dealing with.
Yeah.
And then you have Honda, like, basically, like, helping them out by giving her, like, the wisdom that her mom gave her, you know? And what I really like about it is how positive she is, even though so many bad stuff happened to her.
Dude, growing up. That's what everyone fucking says. Like, dude, that's why I fucking like her. She's that positivity that you need in your life.
Yes, dude. Like, honestly, like, I wish I could be more like her, you know? Like, people, when something bad happens, they, you know, sometimes they'll lash out and, like, think that life's after them and stuff. But she's grateful, you know? She's grateful to be alive. She's grateful to have the people she has around her. And it's just like, that is my absolute, like, she's my favorite girl of all, like, in all anime, dude. Like, really. Like, she makes the show.
Oh, damn.
For me. And, like, just her positivity, dude. Like, I just, like, I don't know. And then the things she says to each of them, you know, sometimes, like, you can relate to some of the stuff. Not fully, because, you know, they're being treated, like, extremely because of, you know, their curse or whatever. But I just really like the conversations they have. Like her, like what she has to say with every certain situation that they face, basically. And It's like words of wisdom, you know? Like, I don't know. I really like it. And the comedy's pretty funny, like between the Kyo and Yuki. Like, They're, like, rivals, I guess. And, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can't sell anime. I try to the best I can, but I don't know, dude. I just, like, really recommend it. It's really good.
All right. I see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard not to feel bad for these people, you know what I mean? And then, like, I'm the type of person that likes to know, like, what goes on.
Yeah.
So, like she's trying to, well, I don't want to spoil it either.
I don't think you'd spoil it. I know, like, somewhat.
Yeah.
What's going on or what happens?
I don't know. I feel like I might. Well, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, like, you know, the listeners and stuff.
Right. You're right.
But it's really good. Like, the storytelling is pretty good. I don't know about you, Brian, but I watch it in dub. You watch it in sub or dub?
Oh, Brian died.
Oh, my bad. I was on mute. Fuck. Fucking. All right. So I've watched it in both. Dude, when I watched it in sub the first time, I was like, holy shit, this is really good. And then when I watched it in dub, I was like, holy fuck. I can't believe I really fucking love this show. And dude, I'm watching it in dub.
Yeah.
Dude, I was like, fuck, this show is really good, dude. I'm the type of guy that doesn't really watch shows twice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, to watch it twice, you have to be, like, up there for me. It's not because, oh, I don't watch it twice because it's bad. It's just I tend to not like that because I already know how it is. Dude, it's like, The only ones that I've watched twice that are Fruits Basket, Parasite. I think there might be one more. So, like, three animes overall in my life that I watched the same anime twice.
Mm-hmm.
So,
like... But you mean like twice as in like in English and
no, just twice overall, like to see, like
you never rewatched the series other than those three?
Yeah, I've never watched rewatched a series, dude, except those three.
I love the English cast on this one. Toru's voice, dude, I don't know, it's funny, and like I like hearing her talk.
Man, you should try having a conversation with those people that watch The Fucking Office like 50 times.
Bro.
Alex is like, why are you coming for me?
Wait, why are you attacking me like that?
You're attacking me. I feel attacked, bro. What's going on, huh? It was uncalled for.
Another low blow, bro.
Yeah, I know. What's going on today, man? Just out to get me, huh?
This is for standing us up last night.
Yeah, dude. Like, just thinking about it, it's like,
Brian,
what?
You've never seen Konosuba in English?
No.
Bro, what are you doing to yourself? Oh, bro, Konosuba is fucking hilarious. Alex, if you watch Konosuba, actually, no. I think it's still better if you watch in sub. But Konosuba has a really good dub. It has a really, really good dub.
Dude, the way you said that sounded like you're disgusting. Like,
but yeah, it's because you know they have, the Konosuba sub has some of my favorite voice actors.
Alex, who are your favorite characters from that show?
Fritz Baskin.
Yeah.
Well, not counting Honda, I would say Kyo.
Dude, everyone's for Kyo, dude. Except one of my friends, he's like,
I don't like that tsundere dude.
The who?
Kyo?
Oh, is he the tsundere one?
The orange hair one?
Yeah, I don't like him.
Yeah, that's Kyo.
I don't like him. Yeah, what I don't like him.
He doesn't like tsundere.
He's like, I don't like tsundere.
He just doesn't like tsundere overall.
I don't like tsundere. There are very few tsundere I like, and
no, dude,
he's not one of them.
No, dude, like, during the second season, second half of the second season, he changes.
Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He still acts a little bit like cold, but like it's a whole different way from normal tsundere.
I don't think there's a single character I like other than Honda. Well, actually, that's blasphemy. Don't attack me. There's no character that stands out to me yet Garbage thoughts. Because even the gray-haired guy, like I don't particularly like him either.
But he reminds you of Sasuke. Depressing.
He doesn't. He does not remind me of Sasuke.
Dude, it's because you have to see their backstories as well.
Yeah, dude. I feel like the beginning doesn't go that into it. It does go more into it later on.
Yeah, dude. Once you see their backstories, it's like, fuck. Especially Yuki's, dude.
Brian, dude. Just watch Amagami SS, bro. And I will force myself to watch Fruits Basket.
All right. If I finish it by Tuesday, I think I should have time. It's 24 episodes. Okay. First off, Amagami SS just the first season or the whole thing? Because it's like, what, 33
seconds? I'm pretty sure after you watch the first season, you'll want to watch the second season. Because the second season is pretty much not an epilogue, but... All right,
you've explained it to me. It's like more episodes to the last ones, right?
Yeah, it adds on. Like, it's like kind of like a time skip. You get to see what happens with each of the relationships after the ending of the first season. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, who's your favorite character, Brian?
Dude, it has to be Kyo, honestly.
Yeah,
to me.
Right.
Yeah, dude. Like English dub, the funniest one. Yuki's brother.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah,
fucking Chris Sabat, dude.
Yeah, bro. Like I didn't catch it at first. I was like, huh? Like he sounds familiar. And then there was one part where he talks serious. I was like, no way. I googled it, and then, yeah, it was him, dude.
Fucking All Might over here.
Yeah.
Dude, All Might saying I'm most definitely the bottom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
This was funny. I said, I know what you guys are thinking, but I'm most definitely the bottom. Dude, I swear.
Bro, that character is funny, dude.
I swear, dude.
Yeah, he's like flamboyant, I guess. Yeah. But it's funny, dude.
But like after Kyo, it'd be dude, I'm like forgetting names for some reason. The doctor. Dude has a fucked up backstory.
Hattori? Yeah. He's the...
He's the dragon, one with... Right? Yeah, he's the dragon.
He's the dragon. When I... Dude, like, I was watching it, and I was like, huh, like, dude, we're missing the dragon. But then, like, it totally hit me that, like, a seahorse, like, a sea king, no? Or, like,
yeah,
what they call them? Sea dragons?
Seahorse?
They're called dragons. And I was kind of disappointed. I was expecting to see, like, a big-ass lizard.
Dude, it's just, that's yours. Dude, the same thing. My friend, like, what the fuck? I was expecting a dragon, dude.
Yeah, bro. It was like, I watched the, what was it, at the end of the first season, I was like, dude, like, we met all the Zodiacs. Like, we're just missing the dragon. And then, like, I had to, like, look it up. And, yeah, he was a seahorse. I was like, I didn't realize that he was a dragon.
Yeah, the whole reason was because he just got weak. Like, the fucking power just got weaker.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Well, I mean, that's pretty cool.
so disappointed, bro.
Don't be any more excited, fool. Yeah, I guess it was pretty cool.
For me, it's my second one, favorite would be Yuki's brother. He's just funny.
Yeah, dude, that's what's funny.
Yeah,
Alex definitely wanted a fucking dragon,
dude. I was like, I wonder how she's gonna react to seeing a dragon. Like, I was expecting like a fucking 20-foot dragon or something, but.
Dude was expecting a Kaido.
Yeah, he was expecting Kaido, bro.
Bro, but then the seahorse, like, not bigger than the size of a phone. You know what I mean? Like, all right, dude, that's my little rant on that. I like his character too, though.
Yeah, character is like, it's not Yuki depressing. It's the, he's holding into his pain, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't.
He like hides it.
Yeah, he hides
it. I don't know. But then again, like his upbringing, like, you know, how he grew up, like his parents and stuff, like the way they treated him. It's pretty sad. And I feel super bad for Kyo too, like what he went through.
Oh, dude. Yeah, dude.
It's like, do they know what they've been
like through? How much fucking hate this dude carries?
I know. And then, dude, that episode where I guess like his true form.
Oh yeah! Oh, dude,
that was crazy, dude. Like, I know they said it like in the first season, and I was like, his true form. Like I wonder what that meant. Like, I didn't know, I didn't get it until that episode. That was crazy, dude. It's a really good anime, Josie. Yeah. You gotta watch it all, and then you can like, then you can critique it, I guess.
Well, I'm not really critiquing it. I'm just talking shit.
That's right, viewers, you gotta call him out on his bullshit. Garbage thoughts from a garbage.
He's just full of garbage, aren't you?
Dude, I'll tell you, the most annoying character is the monkey. The Zodiac
Oh,
monkey.
Yeah.
That guy.
There's a monkey?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's like the 12 members of the Zodiac plus the cat, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I didn't know all the Zodiac animals until I watched the show. That's interesting, yeah.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm on Mal right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, I'm just so tired of all these Demon Slayer fucking ads. Like, I already watched it, bro. Like, who are these ads for?
It's for you to watch it again. Dude, fucking, I forgot to tell you, I read Negi Sentai, the Sentai one.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he really flipped the switch on what he's doing.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like, look, I'm gonna just tell you this much. There was some, like, okay, I expected it to be like, not expected, well, maybe expected. I thought it was gonna be like not lovey-dovey, because I know he wasn't trying to go for that, like a little serious, but dude went to like I didn't think there's gonna be blood in it.
Hmm.
Look, I'm gonna spoil one scene for you. So one of the rangers, that fool beats the shit out of a regular guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because like the guy that's like the regular guy, okay. So the whole thing works like this. It's a system. It's like not just, oh, they just got chosen like that. It's like a whole system. Like the number one, like the Red Ranger, mm-hmm. That's the number one guy. Then it's the next guy behind him who could be the next Ranger if he wants to retire.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy that's right, like the next up, that fool gets beat the shit. He gets his shit rocked by the fucking Red Ranger, dude. Like his head is basically bashed in. I think he might be dead.
Why?
Because he was like, okay, because the Rangers have a special tool that that's able to kill like the monsters in there. Uh-huh. And because the monsters in the manga are able to regenerate, so they basically can't die
unless it's with that tool.
Yeah, unless it's with that tool. So okay. That tool gets stolen by one of the monsters or the villain. And the guy that gets his shit rocked, he's like talking shit like, oh, you lost it, so you should bear responsibility. You know what you should do? You should probably quit because you lost it. And you could put it to your next person. The predecessor? Mm-hmm. Predecessor? Yeah.
Successor.
Successor, my bad. Mm-hmm. The successor. And he's like, you know what? You're right. I haven't picked a successor. Wanted to be you. And he's like, yeah, I've always wanted to be. I'm a big fan. And then he beats the shit out of him. Dude, it's like, dude, it's something you wouldn't expect from a guy who just went from a fucking harem love harem to this. Like, it's not something you would expect.
Getting his ass rocked.
Yeah, getting his ass rocked, dude. Like,
bro, that's crazy.
Because, like, I honestly, like, I knew there was gonna be fighting. I just didn't think it was gonna be like that. I was like, oh fuck.
What do the characters look like? Do they look like the QQ characters, or do you change the character designs completely?
No. It kind of has the same similarities to it. But there's, to tell you, like, it's, you could tell. There was a scene where I was like, that looks like fucking,
like, that looks Putero. Like,
I was like, dude, like, is that Putero? But he does the same things where, like, they do those weird plain what's it called?
Kaiju?
No.
Zord,
chibi style look. They'll do it from time to time.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's still kind of similar from his normal style. But
I'm just saying, because like I wouldn't mind seeing Yotsuba beat the shit out of someone. So.
And like, dude, it gives you a whole different look on like Rangers, basically.
Because
you know, Rangers like in the shows here is like they're good guys. There's nothing like evil. Like a terrible organization type of shit.
Nah, I've checked out a couple of Rangers series. Not just Power Rangers, because you know it's the Power Rangers that fucking that give off that impression to everyone.
That's the only Rangers. Heroes of
Justice. Nah, there's a lot of like.
Oh yeah, like I've seen. There's a lot of other ones. It's just those are the only ones that I've really seen.
Yeah, I have a mutual on Twitter who's really into Ranger series like that. So I'll like, I'll consistently see fucking stuff like that.
But yeah, so it just kind of gives you like, oh, there's a deeper look to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it's not all goody two shoes. It's kind of fucked up. Dudes in there with bloodlust and wanting to kill people. I mean, wanting to kill the monsters like for good. Like, they'll even beat the shit out of their own fucking subordinates. So it's like, fuck. Gives you a whole new look.
Who's the main character? It's not the Red Ranger?
No, it's the villain.
The villain's the main character?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Now that makes me want to check it out.
Well, technically, it's because it's a whole different... All right. Look, I'll just tell you this. It's like... these guys, the villains aren't... At first, they were villains, obviously. Now, it's like the villains are still villains, but they aren't being let go. You have to read it. It's a good read. Up to you if you want to continuously read it. I just think it's a good read. I want to see where it goes. I think it's a little bit because of a Negi, but other than that, like, it's still a good read.
All right, let's check it out.
It's interesting. Yeah. Oh, Alex, this is the when we say Negi, it's the same one as QQ. So yeah,
the author of QQ.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's the same author. It's just when I said flip different switch, it's like, yeah, he went from something different. I think he's able to do it.
Well, I mean, you started QQ, so.
Yeah. I don't know if he knows the name, though.
Do the authors usually stick with the same type of, like, mangas and stuff?
Yeah, some authors do.
Yeah, it depends. You know, they stay in their bag or they try something new.
Like, we've talked about Cuckoo's Fiance before, and the author like stayed in the same lane.
Yeah,
like that. Still harem shit like that. Still in the same lane. As to like that have switched, I don't know that many. I know.
Any popular Nagi ones? Like pop.
Fuck.
Josino? That need a dramatic change? Not really. Most of them stay in their lane, you know, because it's hard, bro. Right? Like to become a mangaka, like get serialized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
to get published, like that's really, really hard to do because there's so much competition. So most of the time, you know, like if you have a really, really successful like romance series,
you're most likely gonna stay in romance.
You're most likely gonna stay in romance because you know that that made you successful for starters, right? So like the publishing company will be like, if you tell them like, oh yeah, I want to do a horror, the publishing company might not want to like risk it. They'll be like, nah, you know, like you did romance, like I don't think that's a good idea. And then you have like the fan base is like, they liked you for your romance series, so they might not like you for your horror series, for your action series.
Oh, gotcha. So they like, just to play it safe, they just stick
It's hard, like it's hard to just do a genre switch like that, because like look at Dragon Ball. Like the like Toriyama, like before Dragon Ball, he did how do you pronounce it? Dr. Slump, right? So Dr. Slump was pretty much like a series about like this little invincible robot girl, right? But that was adventure. That was an adventure series. Then you got Dragon Ball, which is an action, action fighting. But Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball Z is like an action battle one, but Dragon Ball is originally an adventure series.
Yeah.
It just evolved into what we know it now. And then he did Dragon Quest.
Another adventure.
Adventure. Like, you know, like everyone has like their lane. They all stay in their bag.
Okay.
Yeah, so like if you see Shonen, anyone from Shonen Jump, they're not really gonna change that much.
Yeah, it'll be extremely rare. Like look at like Kubo, he did Bleach and now he's doing Burn the Witch. That's the same lane.
Yeah.
The author of Naruto.
He
went to do Samurai, which is the same lane. Yeah, like most of the time there you're gonna stick to your lane because you're gonna stick to what made you successful and what your publishing company believes you're able to do. So the fact that Negi was able to do that says that his publishing company has a lot of trust in him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
But it's because I forgot what magazine did QQ come out in. Was it Weekly?
Oh, fuck, I'll check right now.
It was Weekly Shonen, right?
Yeah,
Weekly Shonen magazine.
Yeah.
So Weekly Shonen. Let me just make a quick look. Let's look at
the Weekly Shonen magazine for Sentai too.
Look. So Weekly Shonen magazine, Alex, and to everyone listening, that's, in my opinion, you know, before Brian gets on my ass, is probably the only magazine that rivals Shonen Jump, Weekly Shonen Jump. Because
I think so.
If you put them like they're big hitters next to each other, like I don't think I need to go into like Shonen Jump. You know, you got your Naruto's, your Bleach, your Dragon Balls, your One Piece, your My Hero, Black Clover. Right, and so many other like iconic series, right? Like Yu Yu Hakusho, right? Gintama, and then if you look at Weekly Shonen magazine, you have Ace of Diamond, you have Monogatari, the Monogatari series, you have Fire Force, you have Hajime no Ippo, you have Rent a Girlfriend, you have Tokyo Revengers, To Your Eternity. Fairy Tale at one point, Blue Lock, Ahiro no Sora, it's the only magazine that really, really like can compete.
So for Negi to be able to make such a big genre switch like that, that's impressive, bro. Like, I am really surprised that they had that trust in him.
Hopefully he doesn't fail.
Fuck, bro. Weekly Shonen Magazine really has had some fucking insane series.
Yeah, I think we could say, like, yeah, it's able to rival it.
The author of, oh, freaking Seven Deadly Sins was on this, too.
Oh, yeah. Seven Deadly Sins.
Yamada-kun and the Seven Witches. Bro, yeah, Smile Down the Runway. Fuck.
Yeah, so.
Such a heavy hitter.
Weekly Shonen Magazine, I think we could say, is like a rival.
I think this is the only rival, honestly, in my opinion. If we I'm keeping it a buck. Wasn't Attack on Titan on this too?
No, I don't think so.
Oh no, it was a monthly, so it wouldn't be on weekly.
I'm trying to remember. There was another one, Monthly Dragon, I think, is a
Where was it? It was on. Besatu Shonen Magazine. What is this? Oh, damn. Attack on Titan definitely carried this fucking magazine.
Which one is it?
Wait,
I'll just look for it.
It was a Besatsu Shonen Magazine. The only other series that I recognize on this magazine was there's a couple. Maidens in Your Savage Season and Aho Girl.
UQ Holders, heard of it.
I'm Standing on a Million Lives.
Look, I'll tell you the ones that I've seen. All right. Well, I've heard about Triple X Holic, Aho Girl, Attack on Titan, obviously. Fucking. I think I've heard of Happiness before. Oh, yeah. I want to read that. It's like, I think, a horror. Standing on a Many Lives. Maidens, heard of it.
Maidens is good.
To the Abandoned Sacred Beast. It got an anime recently. Heard of it. UQ Holder. I've heard of it. Yeah. So there's a few, but I wouldn't say like to match.
Yeah.
It's a newer.
Aho Girl used to be on Weekly Shonen Magazine too. So it switched over. There's a couple here that switched over from Weekly Shonen. UQ Holder was on Weekly Shonen too.
Mm-hmm. So. I mean, but it's a newer magazine.
While we're talking about this topic, let's see. I want to see. Best manga magazines. Let's see. I bet people are like, these motherfuckers are going off of fucking Google. But hey, man. As Brian once said,
facts.
Show me the numbers.
Show me the facts.
All right.
Show me the Carfax.
All right. So, of all the magazines here, there's Weekly Shonen Jump, obviously.
Weekly Shonen Magazine.
Weekly Shonen Sunday. I've heard of that one. Weekly Young Jump. Weekly Young Magazine. And Big Comic. Monthly Shonen Magazine. Jump Square. Let's see.
So the way they're doing it from top 10 list, number one is Weekly Shonen Jump, number two, Shonen Magazine, number three, Koro Koro Comic, haven't heard of it, Monthly Shonen Magazine, number four, number five is Weekly Young Magazine, number six is Weekly Young Jump.
Weekly Shonen Sunday.
Wait, I've heard of it. Talk about anime, right?
That was No. So in Japan, Alex, manga, they're released in magazines. So every week when a new chapter is released, they're released on a magazine. So you can go into like a 7-Eleven and you'll buy this week's Shonen Jump, and it'll have this week's chapter of Black Clover, My Hero, and so on and so on.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's this really big, thick magazine.
Yeah.
And then later on, they'll sell individual volumes of every individual manga.
Dude, I didn't know that. I thought they just released like the actual manga books.
No, that's not how that works.
Wow. Like it's after.
Yeah, the only way I guess you could see that way is because of Shonen Jump, because of how their app does it like weekly. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they do. They release shit weekly, but it's not in its own thing yet.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so it's like just a big ass magazine that shows you everything.
Oh, call me.
That's interesting. So you would get like a bunch of
mangas,
mangas in just one magazine.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah. The latest chapter for every series.
Uh huh. Damn, that's crazy. I didn't know that. That's pretty interesting.
Komi-san is on Weekly Shonen Sunday.
Oh yeah. But yeah, it's like really crazy. Like Shonen Jump's been on it for a cool minute. But there are like older ones in Shonen.
Oh yeah, this is the other one I was thinking of. Yeah, Weekly Young Jump. It's another big one. That one has Gantz, Golden Kamuy, Kaguya-sama, Kingdom. And 100 Girlfriends.
Oh yeah, but I wouldn't say it's like big enough to rival. Because I mean,
No. I'm just telling you some of the big series. Terraformers too. Bigara HK used to be on this. Captain Tsubasa used to be on this. Elfin Lied.
I don't know. That's a weird one because people said that I think the manga is good, but the anime is garbage compared to the manga.
Yeah, I've heard mixed. Tokyo Ghoul used to be on this too.
So it's had some big hits.
It has had big Tokyo Ghoul. What? Tokyo Ghoul wasn't on Shonen Jump?
Yeah. Oh man, you wouldn't get it. Never mind. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh wait, I'm fucking stupid. Yeah, no shit. Fucking Shueisha owns this magazine too. So Shueisha, Alex, is the publishing company, right?
Yeah.
So, damn, there's a lot. There is a lot.
Do they sell those magazines here
in the US? No. Yeah.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, Kadokawa. You can get one there. They sell it there.
Oh, but it's in the Japanese version though, right?
No, you can get it in English.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I'm a weeb like that.
But it's behind a bit though.
Oh, okay.
So we won't get if we were to go today, we wouldn't get today's chapters. We'd probably get last week's chapters. I think. Cause I've owned a copy magazine of Jump before. Yeah, and it was in English.
See, I didn't know that. I thought the only way you Japanese version. I did not know that.
Yeah, wait, let me look that up right now. Actually, I think this is a good place to end, right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well,
thank you everybody for coming in. We apologize for no episode last week. Brian was swamped with work because he's a fucking nerd, like
school.
This fucking guy, like, who wants to be successful in life? Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to be a loser like Josie. You're right. I don't want to be reminded by an anime that, like, oh fuck, I am a loser.
Like, come on, like this guy, like, he wants to be someone in life. What a fucking lame ass.
No, and it's weird because they could have done that episode without me.
I mean, yeah, we could have. I didn't realize till later on. I'm like, oh, maybe me and I should have just recorded without Brian. Yeah. Well, probably would have been like the most successful episode so far.
Because of clout.
Because of clout.
You two are funny.
One last thing before we go. I want to do another Hololive episode. When we will do it, I'm not sure, but I want to do another Hololive episode.
I'm not gonna be on that.
not because Brian, I hate it. Brian is gonna be on that, whether he wants to or not. Brian's gonna be on that episode. Mm-hmm. I got Alex to watch a bit of Hololive with me. Mm-hmm. You know, he enjoyed it. He was drunk, so I think that made him enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it drunk, Brian, I recommend it.
Alex, I haven't even seen it.
Hololive is really entertaining, really, really entertaining. Sober, under the influence, it's another ball game, bro.
I was dying, bro. It was a lot.
Yeah, man. Hololive is very entertaining. So, everyone, you have that to look forward to. I will try my best to make it happen as soon as possible for all the Hololive fans out there. Because we have quite a few. I also want to give out a special shout out to all our listeners in Taiwan. Big shout outs to you guys. Thank you for tuning in regularly. I have no idea why you guys would listen to us, but fuck it. I really appreciate that you do. And I hope you guys continue to. And yeah, man. Shout out to everyone who listens, honestly. Because we're very grateful, you know. We're very appreciative. Thank you for listening to us argue about drawings. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, thank you for listening to Josie's garbage opinions.
You know, I apologize that you guys had to listen to 20 minutes of them talking about mid-basket, but we are here. And I'm just fucking joking.
Nah, you're throwing those low blows earlier. Might as well.
Thank you for listening to Otaku Outcast, everybody. We will see you soon next episode. Goodbye. 君に届く